Hi, this is Angela Middleton, and welcome to my podcast called I Want to BA. Reason for this podcast is that there is a huge lack of careers advice in the UK, and I'm always asked by young people, by parents and by teachers, my views on improving careers advice, and particularly by parents, what should they say to their youngster who's leaving school. I think it is a wider subject. It's not just about what job do you want to do, but it is actually about how you want your life to be. And within that, what type of career you want to select. And that career can just be the first stepping stone. Nowadays, individuals have a whole portfolio of careers. The people that I've interviewed, even at the age of 30, have had four or five careers. Myself, I've had at least five different types of careers. So this podcast is about firstly talking about careers in general and careers advice, but secondly, bringing in individuals who have experienced careers in particular industries, hence the subject I Want to BA, and they can come and talk about the path that they took to actually get to where they are, and also talk about what it's like to actually do that job and have that career. So we'll be covering every type of career that we can think of in the UK, and it will be everything from architects to zoologists. So I'll look forward to comments, and we'll build things up as we go along, and hopefully it should be of great use to parents, to teachers and to young people. So today I am joined by Michelle Stageman, and Michelle is going to talk to us about PR, public relations. Michelle has had a fantastic career in this area and is now head of product PR for an extremely large retailer who you all recognise and probably who you all visit. So Michelle, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to talk about PR today. So if we could start off with really a summary from you of, you know, what's happened to you since you left school up until, you know, the position you're in now.
So I went to an all-girls school, grammar school in Kent, where I live, where I'm from. I spent 5 years studying GCSEs, and then from that point on stayed on for sixth form and studied A-levels for 2 years.
And how was school for you? What sort of experience did you have there?
Yeah, I really enjoyed school. I loved the social side of it. I loved the friendships that I made there. I enjoyed subjects, and I really enjoyed, you know, my time at school. It was a good experience. I think I'm quite lucky with that.
Were you, know, quiet, sporty? What sort of things did you do outside of actual sort of classroom learning?
Yeah, I was quite sporty at school. I was sports captain for a couple of years and really enjoyed what that involved as well, kind of working with the teams and working on school sporting events.
And what did you do for A-level?
I studied psychology, French, Spanish and media studies.
And did you know at that point what it is you wanted to do? Or?
Yeah, loosely I always, probably from about the age of 12 or 13, loved magazines and newspapers and always thought I'd love to have a try at being a journalist. So I was loosely headed in a direction, I suppose, from that point, yeah.
And did you do any work experience while you were at school?
Yep, we had to do a week in year 11, which we worked with our careers service to find. And I went to a local magazine and, you know, worked on reception, answered the phone, made tea, welcomed guests and visitors, that kind of thing. And then in year 12, we had to do another week. And I went up to London and worked at Capital FM for a week then, which was really great because that was my first experience of, I guess, commuting and coming up into London and, you know, working in a completely different world to your local paper and your local businesses.
And any other jobs at all?
I worked whilst I was at school. So I worked for my dad's company when I was slightly younger, doing odd jobs here and there and answering the phone in the office. And then once I was 16, I worked in the local pub because a friend of mine was already working there. And I went along for an interview. And once I was old enough, I used to work behind the bar as well.
And, you know, that work experience, did it shape your work ethic or, you know, direct you in a certain way? What did you get from all of those, besides obviously getting paid? What else did you get from those work experiences?
I think from the first round, when I was still doing my GCSEs, it was almost that shock to the system of this is what it's like to have a job. So, you know, you get up in the morning, you get to work, you have things to do, and you have a list of tasks that you have to complete that day. and almost just, you know, even down to what you're going to wear to work, thinking about that, because I'd never really had to do that before. So that, I guess, taught me that. And then my second round of work experience and my kind of job as well, I suppose, taught me about what I was interested in and things that I did enjoy and didn't enjoy in the workplace.
Well, it's just as important to know what you don't like as it is to know what you do like.
Yeah.
So that's another very good reason for work experience. Mm. So you did your A-levels, and then what happened next?
Yep, so I did my A-levels, and throughout the process of our A-levels, our school kind of coached us into what we would do after we left school. So my choice was to go to university. I was still really interested in media and communications, so I applied to go to Bournemouth University and study communication degree, which I did for 3 years straight from school. I absolutely loved that experience, and you know, I learned so many life skills while I was at Bournemouth, both, you know, academic skills, but also how to, you know, that's when you leave home essentially. That was the last time I lived at home before I went to uni. Made some amazing friendships, learned lots about myself and about what I wanted to do next. And as part of my degree, I had to do some work experience as well. So I did a bit more work experience and another work placement or two when I was there.
And what work experience did you do there?
I did a week or two with a consumer magazine, which I wasn't particularly enthralled with. And I was really surprised at that, because I'd always been hell-bent on being a journalist.
And that was a well-known name, wasn't it? And how did you get that job?
I wanted to do a magazine work placement, and I'd never done one in central London. So I basically went through all the magazines and emailed the editor or the editor's PA or any sort of email address I could find on there in the magazine to ask if they did work experience placements, and then got my name on any waiting lists and asked for any interviews. And then I got two interviews. And I spent a day up in London just meeting people and getting that work placement sorted.
And it just shows that really it's a numbers game in some respects. You know, you have to do lots of emails and you have to be persistent. And, you know, the particular mag that you worked for is very high end and very well known. And I imagine it's very, very difficult to get in there. And yet you did, with persistence and, you know, sending out all those emails. So that's a really good message for individuals that, you know, sometimes I think people look at household names of companies and they just think, not in a million years am I going to be able to get a job there, so they don't try.
Mm.
And what we know is that if you don't try, then you don't get it, whereas at least if you have a go, sometimes you do. So, and that proved very important for you, because it made you decide that what you didn't want to do, but then you did another work placement which actually led you into your current direction.
So I sort of tried my hand at journalism and had an insight into that world and thought it was fantastic, but maybe not for me. But previous to starting that placement, I'd actually been on holiday and bumped into a crew on set on the beach who were doing a photo shoot, and I was quite interested in what they were doing and asked them what they were doing there, and they said that they were shooting for Marks and Spencer. They were shooting a campaign, and got chatting and exchanged details with the PR manager there, who said, oh, you know, you're always welcome to come and do some work experience with us. Here's my details. Drop me a line when you get back home, which I did. So I ended up cutting my placement short on the magazine and going and spending what was supposed to be a couple of weeks in the Marks and Spencer press office while I was on my second year of uni. And that turned into sort of 5-6 weeks work placement, and I absolutely loved it.
And isn't that fantastic that, you know, you can be on holiday and again, you know, just by networking, asking questions, just keeping your wits about you really, and looking for opportunities, that can lead to the next step in your career. And some people would be probably a bit reticent about sort of doing what you did, walking up, asking questions, etc. But it pays off, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think never be afraid to go and ask a question if somebody's doing something that interests you, because, you know, the chances are they won't be able to help you, but the chances are they also will.
Exactly. And I know you then finished your degree and did some more work placements to fund some travelling. You took a year off.
Yeah.
What sort of work experience did you do to fund the travelling?
So I basically just wanted to do anything that would save up as much money as possible to go away with on my trip. So I just registered with a couple of local employment agencies. I stayed in Bournemouth for that 6 months, and I did anything administrative, from working in HR to filing to telesales, and just, you know, week by week was told by the agency where I'd be working, and that was brilliant because it was quite different. You didn't get bored. And it saved me the money to go travelling.
But it probably gave you so many skills and confidence as well.
Yeah, because you have to constantly introduce yourself in a new work environment and understand new tasks and new people and, you know, the atmosphere and the dynamic of the workplace, and it changes the week after. So it keeps you quite flexible, I'd say.
So actually logging your details with a recruitment agency is something you'd recommend?
Yeah, definitely, because even if you're looking for experience or work in a field that you want to go into, there's no harm in registering your details with somebody, you know, just admin or whatever you want to do just to keep yourself working. And you always make new contacts. You might end up working with somebody whose sister or brother is working in the field that you want to go into, and then you've made that connection.
Michelle, can you define for us what PR actually is?
Yeah, so obviously it stands for public relations. And what I'd say PR is it enhancing but also protecting the reputation of an organization. So you're almost a gatekeeper. So whether it be agency or in-house, you're either promoting and proactively talking about a business or a product or a retailer, or you're protecting that same retailer.
And what's the difference between working in a PR agency and working in-house for the actual company?
Agency side, you're working for a client and you're working in a team on a number of different clients at one time. In-house, you're working for the retailer or the brand that you work for. So it's very different, and you're a lot more closely connected to stakeholders within the wider business. And whereas agency side, you just work on PR and you're fed that information from your client.
And would you say one's better than the other? Is it better to go to one first then the other? What was your view?
It's completely a personal opinion. Mine is it's a really good idea to have experience of both. I've certainly learned a lot from both sides, and I prefer in-house now because it's, you know, you learn a lot more about business, I think, as a whole. I've learned a lot about, you know, things like finance and strategy and the wider buying function and merchandising than I ever would if I was still in an agency being in-house. But having said that, spending a few years in agencies when I was in my early 20s was absolutely fantastic. The atmosphere and the camaraderie in those agencies is brilliant, and I've got friends now, and contacts within the industry as well. We're all in different places now, but you do make friends and you do kind of stick together because you go through such a lot and a lot of learning together in those early agency roles.
So you went off to travel for a year and came back and then launched yourself into your current field of PR. So tell us about the various companies that you've worked for in this field.
So came back from traveling and I'd left it with the Marks and Spencer contact that I'd made through my work experience that I would make contact when I got back from traveling. And I was quite keen to go back, and I think they were quite keen to have me back as well if there was a job free. So I did exactly that. I made contact when I got back, and the PR manager had actually moved on to a new company and was in an agency. So she said, come in, we've got loads of work on, we've got London Fashion Week around the corner and there's lots of things to be done. So I did exactly that about 3 days after getting back from traveling because they needed somebody and another pair of hands. So I went up to London and I worked on lots of Fashion Week events, be it stuffing goodie bags, moving rails around, sorting samples out, dressing talent, getting things to magazines, calling samples back. You know, it was really, really busy, really fast paced, but so enjoyable and really sociable.
And having worked for a couple more agencies, you then joined a big household name, didn't you?
Yeah. So I worked for a couple of PR agencies for probably about 3 years in total, and then got my first in-house role when I was about 24. I worked for Knickerbocker for a couple of years, and that was based out of town. So that made me realise I definitely wanted to be based back in town. And then I moved on to a role at Debenhams when I was about 26. And I went in there as PR manager and worked across a variety of departments there with a really great team. Learned loads about news and loads about product placement there from an in-house side. So
And I think what's interesting is that, you know, you went into Debenhams as a PR manager, and what this demonstrates is that often, you know, if you do move from one company to another, I don't mean jumping ship sort of willy-nilly every few months, but, you know, if you do 1 or 2 years in a company and then you move to the next one and then again, you are more likely to go into each one at a higher level. Yeah. And it can be a quicker way of working your way up the ladder
yeah.
than maybe staying in the same company right from the beginning. Although what it does do is it does take courage to do that. So tell us about your role now.
Yep. So I then went on to M&S, where I've been for 4 years. I joined M&S as PR manager, and I'm now head of PR across home, children's wear, beauty and seasonal campaigns. So again, you'd think they were quite similar in the way that they work, but they're very different companies, Debenhams and M&S. So M&S, I find, is a much bigger company. I've learned so much from my 4 years there.
And you manage a team?
I do. So I've got a team of 5 in-house, and I manage a couple of agencies as well. I manage lots of budgets. I manage, you know, a lot of extracting of information from the business itself in order to create strategy and plans and what we're actually going to do, and what the team are going to be working on from 1 month to the next. Lots of forward planning and lots of budget planning and lots of feeding back to the business as to why we do things and, you know, what we could be doing better and if we're missing anything.
And the output of all of that hard work is some of the sort of publicity and images and things that we see about MS out in the national domain, is it?
Yeah, so we create press releases, imagery, campaign shoots. You know, we create everything that the press use for their editorial features and copy. That comes out of our central press office.
And what's the best things about the role?
The best things about the role, I'd say working in PR, never ever have I had 2 days the same. It's a very fast-paced, very rewarding job. It's so busy at times, but it's also, you know, really creative. You can have a load of fun. You have really creative people around you. The best thing is when you get an amazing piece of coverage that you've worked really, really hard on. And that can be from when you're first starting out in PR to, you know, I still get that feeling now when I've landed an amazing piece of coverage and you've worked really hard on it from start to end.
And what about the more challenging aspects?
I suppose it's the further you get, you progress through your career, I suppose the less PR, you know, that you started out doing, you end up working on. The team do a lot of that now, so you do a lot more people management now, which I do still enjoy, and a lot more budget management and, you know, strategizing, which is fantastic, and, you know, it's progression. But the day-to-day PR work does tend to, you know, sit further down the team.
And that does happen, doesn't it, as you progress in any career, actually. I was talking to another guest who's a scientist, and exactly the same thing. I think, you know, as you progress, one of the things that happens is you do become less hands-on in your chosen subject, and you start to learn these generic skills of people management, finance management, but then they're very transferable, and then they enable you to jump from one industry to another if you want to. And on that point, I mean, what are the paths, the career paths from a position such as yours?
Yeah, so obviously you can keep heading straight forwards and work up to a communications director for a company. But there's lots of transferable skills, I'd say, that you learn doing PR. You're a communicator. So anything in the communication industry, I'd say you could learn extra skills and move across to things like marketing. There's a huge digital marketing opportunity these days that didn't necessarily exist 20 years ago. So, you know, there's a whole social media side, there's SEO and, you know, affiliates that we work closely with within the team, but you could definitely sidestep into that sort of direction. I'd say because of the skills that you develop on things like people management and budget management and strategizing, you could definitely work in something like a project management role. But yeah, I mean, communication is so varied. I think it could take you in a number of directions.
As you pointed out, you could go and work for agencies. You could start up your own agency.
Yeah.
There's lots and lots of PR agencies out there. Or, you know, there are all these opportunities in-house, which is working for those big household names, either in their PR department or in their marketing or in their sales or some of the other divisions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, huge amount of opportunity from here. for those who are sitting there now and inspired and want to follow in your footsteps, what would be your advice to them? Firstly, let's talk about sort of qualifications. Mm-hmm. Is it necessary for them to go to university, or what would be your advice?
I wouldn't say it's necessary to go to university. I know people that work in PR that haven't got a degree. Most people do tend to have a degree and have gone to university and gained that life experience for those 3 or 4 years. But I would say the most important thing is just to really have a passion for the media. So to be really interested in newspapers, magazines, blogs, online content, all of that. If you love media, then it's a great job because you work with the things you love on a daily basis. I also think something that's so, so important is work experience. PR is a very broad field, and within it there's lots of different directions that you could take. So I, for example, working, consumer, say lifestyle PR, so fashion, beauty, interiors, but there's things like tech sector that is a completely different angle. So by doing work experience, you need to test out the different sectors and see what interests you and what you really enjoy. Also, from an employer's perspective, whenever I'm looking at entry level candidates for roles, I always see what work experience they've done, because it's invaluable to PR to understand that what the role entails, and having had that experience in either an agency or an in-house team is so, so important.
And how would they go about getting this work experience? Because it can be quite daunting for youngsters who are maybe sort of intimidated by big household names, or maybe don't have a clue who the PR agencies are. So how would they go about that?
Yep. We offer intern placements very regularly. What I'd say is just make sure that you go on to the internet for a couple of hours, research the sorts of agencies you think you might be interested in working in, be it fashion, beauty, consumer, food, drink. There's loads.
So people could just Google fashion PR firms.
Yep.
There's fashion PR agencies and things like that.
Yeah. And, it's not specific to London. There's lots of agencies and in-house teams throughout the country. So just find a contact on there. Try and find a contact as close to the press office as you can, and just send a covering letter with your CV and say you're happy to do some work experience. Is there any opportunity to do that? And I'd say, I always file that, and when we've got opportunities, we always get back to people where we can and try and offer them a week or two's placement.
Michelle, thank you so much. It really does sound an exciting place to be, and you've done so well in a relatively short period of time, so it'll be interesting to watch your career go from strength to strength. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.